want to show you the males because they're a little more interesting. And the females, I hope we are able to see them.
I'm being driven along in the area where the borders of Austria, Hungary and Slovakia converge. I'm with two members of a team who are right at the forefront of trying to make something green, something positive, come out of the remains of the Iron Curtain. What they're actually trying to do is preserve, make safe for the future, one of Europe's rarest birds.
Go outside and we'll show you.
So Reinert is just setting up a telescope so that I can do some serious bird watching.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, Reinert, thank you very much.
Ah, now they are flying. You can see them flying.
Well, I show you. You should see them.
Gosh, you do well to spot them even in this open terrain.
You have to be quick. Come. Look, they are flying. To the right. To the right side.
Oh, they're very attractive.
One, two, three.
I think I had an idea that they were going to be very ungainly birds, but they're lovely. I have to say they look like good eating as well. Probably shouldn't say that. I'm looking across very level farmland, part of it ploughed, part of it just rough grazing, some of it under crop, and in amongst it are these amazing birds. It's a flock, some 30-odd great bustards. It's difficult to tell at this range, but they really are large. They're obviously around about the size of a turkey, mottled brown and white, but really quite elegant. And when they're in flight, they're much more impressive than I was expecting. I was expecting something that was a bit bumbling, a bit clumsy in flight, but they're anything but. And their presence here is one of the first fruits of the Greenbelt Project, which is attempting to turn the Iron Curtain, the ultimate symbol, really, of European division, into the longest nature reserve in the world. I'm here with Reiner Raab and Ratislav Rybanic, who are both members of the project to preserve and to look after these great bustards. What is this habitat under threat from at the moment? What might happen here?
You have to look on the other side.
Because directly behind us there's power lines, there's a railway line, and there are many very tall wind turbines.
Yes, and it was also planned that wind turbines should be here at this side.
Okay.
But it was possible because of the presence of great bustards that we decided in this area it's not allowed to build.
So is the future at the moment looking quite hopeful for these birds?
On one hand, yes, because there are so many projects at the moment. There is a live project in Hungary, a live project in Slovakia, a live project in Austria. So in all of the three countries for the West Pannonian population, there are many measures done at the moment. But on the other hand, as you can see, there are so many infrastructure developments at the moment, and this is really a big problem for the birds.
For instance, in Slovakia, exactly on the border with Austria, bordering the measures for great bustards, there was a plan to build a golf course for the developers. This area is very attractive because it's on the border of three countries, it's between two big cities, between Vienna and Bratislava, and they think that this is very valuable area for the development, for the future. So I think this is the biggest threat. In Hungarian side, for instance, they are trying to build something like Las Vegas casinos and things like that. So
which would not be good news for great bustards.
No, at all.
They don't like the music and all this.
They must find it very hard to hold up the cards as well. Will you be able to hold off the future indefinitely? Because I can only imagine that as the years go by, there will be more and more plans. If it's an attractive corridor between these two countries, between these two cities, will you be able to hold it at bay forever?
I think only small areas in reality, but I hope not too small. Because we are working at the moment on the influence of infrastructure, on the distribution of the great bustard. And what we know at the moment with our data is if there is a railway such like this, we have here a railway, normally they have a distance, let me say, about 100 meters to the railway. Normally they have a distance of about 150 meters from wind power stations and so on. And if you put all these things into GIS, you see what happens. Only small areas are really in good condition.
GIS, geographical information system. So you can put on the map all the these features, all the infrastructure, all the disturbing things, and then you just see what is left for the great dust.
It's ironic, isn't it, that the birds were safe while the Iron Curtain was in existence, and now that that's been removed, while the people might be happy, the birds are potentially at much more risk than they ever were.
It is ironic, but we hope that we will overcome these threats and we will be able to save the birds in the right places. It looks nice on the map of the Europe that there is such green belt, so it's good to save it.